It's Monday, the 30th of November, and it's another wonderfully dreich, dire, dismal morning. Yeah. Wind and rain, wind and rain. But it's fairly mild on the positive side. Oh my, throat just went now. Who shouted to Ray? November 30th. St. Andrew's Day. This is traditionally, this is our celebration today, the 30th of November this year. For St. Andrew's Day, the patron saint of Scotland. I wish I could sing a wee ditty or a wee song about St. Andrew. But, probably one somewhere. But because it's St. Andrew's Day, there'll be celebrations in over the country. I wouldn't say there'd be fantastic celebrations, but I know that in our church and the chapel and in all over Scotland, there'll be reference made. And I have to ask my wife about that, St. Andrew's Day, if there's a hymn for St. Andrew. But anyway, so St. Andrew's Day. So I'm recognising this as fine. St. Andrew was a fisherman of people, so they say. He cast his nets across the folk on this November day. I actually just made that up, to be truthful. It's a bit weak, but there you go. We've had some fantastically brilliant weather over the past 3 or 4 days. My God, yesterday, Saturday was bad, yesterday was wow. Jigs, man, just wild. Anyway, I'd like to say I slept well last night, but it's pretty much at the usual. I was sleeping really well the first half to two thirds of the night, and then yeah, all hell breaks loose. I mind you, last night didn't help because my right nostril has been kind of blocking up during the night over the past two or three nights. I don't think it's a cold or anything. I just think it's just the dampness in the air. I mean, I don't know. You know, when you're waking up for other reasons, the last thing you want is another reason for your body to wake you up and say, hey, you can't breathe, man, you gotta get up and turn over, or you're gonna suffocate. You've only got one nostril working. Actually, I found out by accident that recently when some may remember when I was having those phantom smells of smoke and creosote and all kinds of things, which are no longer there, by the way. But I have to say, wee Rocky has come down for some porridge oats, as is wee Dunnock. Yes. The smells have gone, albeit very, very occasionally. Very occasionally I get a smell, and because it's occasionally, I think it probably is a real smell. But anyway, so when the doc was checking me out, she had a wee look up my snozzle and asked me to block the opposite nostril and breathe in, you know, fairly hard through the nose. And she said you've actually got a narrowing of your right nostril. And it didn't surprise me, because for many a year, and I mean many a year, because I used to cycle a lot. I used to cycle an awful lot, actually. I'd noticed that nostril, I couldn't, you know, when you're drawing air in, especially when you're panting up a hill on the bike or something, I noticed that nostril wasn't pulling its weight. It was the one I had to be constantly clear. So it didn't surprise me when she told me I had a narrowing off that nostril. I don't know why, she didn't say why. It's maybe been there all my life. And I don't know, but anyway. So how did we get there? How did we get to this? My God. How did we get to talk about nostrils? Oh yeah, my sleep, yeah. So at this time of the year, it does actually give me, I wouldn't say problems, not problems during the day, but at night, yeah, I can tend to, especially since that predominantly lie on that side of my head, so that nostril is the one that's being slightly compressed on the pillow, if you like. Doesn't help it either. I need to get, I don't know if it would help or not, those snoring or anti-snoring or snories. I remember someone branded those wee sticky-on clips that spring your nostrils open. Someone actually branded theirs as snories. Snories. Oh my God. Anyway, maybe that's maybe worth a try. But I did have a really bad last third of the night. I was in so many different positions, just being uncomfortable. Yes. But other than that, I have to say I'm feeling quite positive this morning. I'm feeling okay health-wise, although I've lost my edge. I was doing an awful lot of walking previous to last week. Last week I hardly did much at all. And over the weekend, because of the weather, virtually nothing. And that takes the edge off. So I need to get back in form again this week, hopefully. But I'm feeling well enough. Thank the Lord that's just straight down rain this morning. There's no wind with it, not at the moment anyway. But according to Mr. Bernie Goldback over there in Clonmel in Ireland, he is at Top Gold on all good social networks. And he's also an excellent weather forecaster for me. He informed me last night that he's sending over some more wild weather. Thanks, Bernie. Yeah, he's just a giver. Where's all the lovely cold and frosty winter weather gone? I'd rather have snow, I think. I think I'd rather have snow. At least it's bright. It brightens the day up. It is good underfoot. It's therapeutic shoveling it, clearing pathways. You can just get out in it. But this rain, well, not so much the rain, but the rain and strong winds is just dire. It's morale destroying, soul destroying. So, I'm going to try and think about St. Andrew during the day. I'm trying to find if I can find out some music or song or rhyme, prose. I'd love to get a song about him. I don't mean a church song. That would be nice. I just mean I always love St. Patrick's. We sing it here on St. Patrick's Day. Beautiful hymn. Hail Glorious St. Patrick. It's a beautiful hymn and it's a beautiful, what's the word I'm looking for? The music. Oh God, my head. But it is, it's one of those, those lovely, lovely, lovely hymns to sing. Let's see if I can find something about St. Andrew.